But right now, Tuesday morning, the observation deck with Gordo brought to us by Tylock George Laser Eye Care and A Number One Air.
What percentage of Americans do you think live in or close to the city where they grew up?
Ooh, that's a good one.
I would say like just under half. So I'll say like 45%.
I'm kind of in the same ballpark, but I'm going to guess it's over. I'm going to say like 55 to 60%.
72%.
Whoa.
According to some research. And nearly half of those that did stay near, what do you think the reason was?
Family.
Family.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then it drops down to 24% saying that they stayed there because of familiarity or comfort. 13% said the low cost of living. The Pew Research Center conducted two studies back in 2017, trying to find out what makes life most meaningful to Americans, and it was always family. And then when they do research into why someone stays in their hometown, top reason is always family. And then when they started looking at who is most likely to stay home, women are a little bit more likely to stay near home than men. 75% of women in the study lived in or close to the city where they grew up, compared to 68% of men. And of the women who stayed, 51% said it was to stay close to family. And of the men who stayed close, 48% said they did it to stay near family. So that's the primary reason is always family. The second one is familiarity. And as you look at other research concerning this question as to who stays close to home, it is geographic as well. The Northeast and in the South, people tend to stay closer to home throughout their life. Mm-hmm. In the mountain states and in the West.
Midwest maybe too.
And in the coast, yes, those people also stay close to home. But in, you know, all along the West Coast and in the mountain areas, people are the most mobile.
Hmm. Yeah, I go back to when, like, we were getting out of college. I would have gone somewhere else, but I think the familiarity thing really plays into it because that's where you apply, I guess, for the jobs because you're familiar with them. Like, I didn't apply for jobs, I don't think, out of the state. I don't believe. And most of the jobs I applied for were within 100 miles of here.
Mm-hmm.
But I would have gone across country if they would have had a job.
4 in 10 Americans have never moved from their hometown.
Wow.
So not even nearby. They stay in their hometown. In the Midwest, more than 70% of residents stayed in the state where they were born. And this says nearly half of all adults in that region spent their entire lives in their hometown. Half of them in the Midwest stay in the exact same town. Less than a third of those who grew up in Western states have done that. So it's less than 33%. Of people who grew up in a Western state. And I'm talking about the extreme West.
I never
there.
Really thought about that.
Californians move around more than any other state.
All right, I have a theory. It's half-baked, I admit. But is that because people who live in the West, there's a chance that their families went West, were a little antsier, more of the explorer mindset, and so they've got that in their DNA to kind of be on the
restless
move.
People yeah. moved out there to begin with.
What do you think?
I think there's something to that. I do think that's a factor. Yeah. And just by definition, you don't have as many generational roots in the West as you would find in the Northeast.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, the place hasn't been the ancestral home for all that long. I think all those things factor into it. I know The Onion read a funny article in The Onion. This is back in 2013. And the headline was, "Unambitious loser with happy, fulfilling life still lives in hometown." The whole article was all his friends who had moved on to big cities and took high-pressured, anxiety-filled jobs were talking about how they didn't want to end up like him. And it is interesting how we do have that attitude, which is different than a lot of places in the world. Americans have the attitude of staying in your hometown is failure.
Mm-hmm.
You're supposed to be rootless and have a bunch of hometowns and travel a lot because that is synonymous with an adventurous spirit rather than a rootless spirit.
Yeah.
And I think that we sell people short for having that attitude. That's kind of the wrong default attitude. I mean, it could be true that someone is playing it too cautious in life, and that's why they stay in their hometown. Or it could be that they are happy with that life and they didn't feel the need to move out of there.
Mm-hmm.
It could be either of those things.
And it's interesting too, when you get older, then you kind of take inventory of where your kids are, and that factors into it, that maybe it didn't move away initially.
The kids didn't move away because their parents were there, and then later their parents don't move away because the kids are there.
I want to be close to the kids.
And
or
then
my
the
grandkids
kids can't move away then because the parents are getting older, and so they need to be near the parents.
That just keeps everybody there.
Yeah. Feeds on itself.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I think it's hard to escape the inertia of your hometown. Usually, you really only have the main chance you have of breaking out of your hometown gravity field is college.
Yeah,
so usually you apply to college and you go away to college. And like you said, Giorgio, you apply for jobs right out of college. And so you may end up applying in that region in which you went to college.
Right.
And then once you get that first job someplace, well, that's where you end up networking. And so you may take your next job. It'll be kind of in that same area usually.
Uh-huh. Yeah, and even if you go, say, 1,000 miles away, you come back in the summer and you may have an internship back in your hometown or at least close to it.
And that can keep you in your hometown. But I'm talking about, like,
right,
when people move away and stay away, usually it's surrounding the college experience.
Right.
And they found in the research that people who don't live near their hometown now, it's because they moved before they were the age of 30.
At some point they made that
It's break. Always in their 20s when they've moved to a different place and stayed away.
Mm-hmm.
People very rarely move out of their place after they're 30.
Yeah.
It's kind of interesting that we're like that.
Have you guys ever wanted to live somewhere else?
Yes,
absolutely.
Something else besides just what I've always been used to.
I mean, I think it's kind of crazy that we're still here. I mean, I wanted to live a bunch of different places and still do, and I still hope
still
that
can.
I will.
Yeah.
But I know in my career, I thought the same thing of I wanted to go all these different places, and I ended up with this job and thought this would be like a temporary thing. And then when I did get job opportunities elsewhere and started debating going elsewhere, I started thinking, but is that really that much better than what I have here at the Ticket? The Ticket is so special. And it was such a lightning strike that is this other thing going to be that great? And every time I did that calculation, I kept thinking, you know what? I think the Ticket's the place that I would be working to get to if I was anywhere else. So
mm-hmm.
It seems weird to leave it.
Yeah, we've all been incredibly lucky to land a gig here at the Ticket. And I don't think any of us take that for granted. And that's why I've been in Dallas for now 40 years. I think it's 40 years this fall.
Yep. Dang.
But that's a long time to be in one spot, and I've always wanted to go west. I've got that restless spirit.
Mm-hmm.
I've always wanted to live in the mountains. And Dallas is great for a million different reasons, but so many of the things that I like to do are in the mountains, so I got to get there one day.
Right.
So I still have that desire to move around and experience life in different surroundings.
Right.
I just feel like I need that stimulation of something different. Mm-hmm. Not a different job. Don't ever want another job other than this one, but just different surroundings.
Yeah.
I know. Yeah, we need some sort of work swap program for everyone in America where we can experience different lives.
But some of those factors for you, Gordo, in addition to the Ticket, probably were family related too.
Oh yeah, yeah, definitely.
You didn't want to leave, you know, your parents were getting older.
Parents.
And,
yeah. Right. Your parents are here, and then, you know, what happens to a lot of people is you, see, I had a different, also different experience with being dislocated. When my parents moved here, when I went to elementary school all throughout in Mississippi, that's where we lived. Mm-hmm. Like you guys, I think you, Giorgio, were not affected by moves all that much. Junior and I had some traumatic moves.
Yeah, about the same time period, though. I mean, I went all elementary school in the first year of junior high in Illinois, but I was excited about moving back to Texas, but it was still, I mean, kind of a culture shock.
And you're excited moving back to Texas. How old were you when you left?
3. But we had family here, though, too. Mm-hmm. So that was, you know, that was appealing. A lot of my brothers and sisters had come back to Texas, and my grandparents were here in Texas, so I just, yeah, I loved it here, so I wanted to get back. But at the same time, socially, it was weird. And then after getting some roots established for a couple of years, then we moved here, like, about the same time Junior did, 1980. That's when we moved to Farmers Branch. And that was weird, too, because I was going into my sophomore year, but at the same time... One of the big things that was cool is that the Cowboys, I'd be close to the Cowboys, and the prospect of going to Texas Stadium, that
hey, when you're a kid, that stuff means a lot to you, you know?
Uh-huh. I thought that was cool.
I wonder how much parents consider, when you're thinking about moving, how much do they consider their kids' feelings?
A bunch. At least I did. I don't know if my parents did necessarily. They moved, when we moved from Texas... My oldest sister was going into her senior year.
Oh,
that was a real tough one.
I was halfway through my junior year when we moved from Oklahoma City to Dallas.
Your namesake year.
Yeah. That was so traumatic.
Yeah.
I was traumatized for a solid year. It was awful. Turned out to be great, but it was awful at the time.
See, and I'm the same as you. Of course, I was going into seventh grade when we moved here. And... total trauma. I mean, it just felt like it was such a dislocation.
I'd gone to school with the same kids from first grade to junior year in high school.
Yeah, dang. That's hard.
But you know what? If you're a parent, you just go where the job is. I remember my grandmother taking me aside and saying, you got to go where your dad's job is. So straighten up and quit crying.
Yeah.
And then she punched me in the face.
She didn't have time for that.
Yeah, then she punched me.
Gave you a roundhouse kick wearing those bad boys.
I think she was born in 1906. She didn't have time for any of that.
Yeah, she didn't go where dad's job went. She went where the crops grew.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, but how do you make that decision when you're a parent, though, when you do have a choice?
Yeah.
It's tough. Yeah, we moved our kids, you know, about... One was in elementary school and the other one was in high school, and he wasn't too
happy. I remember
being
the Chicken Little on that one. I remember asking you, man, you sure you're moving out there? Is that going to be weird for your kids? Because I was experiencing my own childhood trauma.
Well, with the one who was older, at first it didn't go over well, but he loved it. He's glad eventually that we did. But yeah, that's tough.
And it's such a, I have no way of scoring the move, the traumatic move that we underwent. Like you, Junior, it was horrible. But then you look at, but then my whole life happened because of that move.
Right.
Right.
So how do I mark that? I don't know.
Advantage move.
Yes.
I guess so. Otherwise, I'd be in a small town somewhere and I don't know what my life would be like. Gosh, all the things that affect your life.
We'd be reading stories about you in a wheels-off story from Mississippi.
Y'all would still be doing this show, but I would make the news segment.
Yeah. So Roy would be there. Some guy in Mississippi.
Yeah,
listen to this
Mississippi, and he had a battle by the student. I didn't realize until I got there.
Mark Gordo, thank you. That's the ODEX 633 on the ticket. Coming up next, the Skinlonen brothers join us to talk about their recent Royals special on the NFL Network.
Okay, we had some responses to our discussion that we had during the ODEC about relocation talk and the fact that so many people live, I think it was it 70% of people live within 30 miles of where they were born, of their hometown, at least. Mark chimes in. He says, fascinating ODEC that hit pretty close to home, no pun intended. I was recently telling a friend of mine how sad I felt for those who never left my small hometown in South Carolina. It's like time stood still for them, and while they may be happy, I can't imagine staying. I grew up and then went to college all within an hour or so from where I was born. After college, I moved from South Carolina to North Carolina to D.C. to Georgia to Alabama to Texas to Mississippi and now back to Texas where I plan to stay. While there would be some choices I would go back and change, the moving probably isn't one of them. I experienced so much of the world that so many of my friends I grew up with never have and probably never will. The wisdom I've gained along the way has validated my decision to ever leave in the first place. And besides, had I not moved, I likely wouldn't have discovered the ticket. So that alone made it all worth it. Comes to us from Mark. That's his perspective. And I also heard from some people who said that they stayed in the same hometown and how meaningful that was to them to have roots in that place. And to then later go on, some people later went on to be like the mayor of their town that they were when they were a little kid. And what a cool feeling that was. I heard from Abner Doubleday. No, not that Abner Doubleday.
We could have figured that.
He says, Gordon, to your point that people rarely move away from their childhood hometown after 30 years of age. My parents lived within 5 square miles of their small-town Texas homes until they were in their 60s. They relocated 300 miles away 2 years ago to DFW. To be closer to my 2 siblings and I, and me, and their grandkids. They lasted 14 months in DFW and then moved back.
Couldn't take it.
Even though they again had access to immediate family, it was a tremendous culture shock going from a town of 12,000 to a large metroplex. They are happy again in their little bubble. Yeah. They wanted to get back to the small town life. And there is something to be said for the small town life. Studies have been done talking about how the anxiety levels of people that live in cities are higher. And it does affect your, not only your quality of life, but also your life expectancy can be affected too by where you live.
Yeah, I don't know where I'm going to live in the future, but I know it won't be like in a crowded downtown area.
Mm-hmm.
I just won't do that.
We've talked about it on this show about something I never considered before I ran across it a few years ago, the idea that constant noise keeps your cortisol levels up.
Mm-hmm.
And when you live in a town that just, you hear constant traffic, it never stops, there's always the hum of the city in the that is the backdrop of your life, that creates stress on you emotionally and physically. And you don't even realize it. I never thought about it.
Yeah.
Never thought about it.